Section 8, the Golden Age of Aviation. Just past the helicopter is a bandstand portraying what the College Park Airport was like in the 1920s and 1930s, during the Golden Age of Aviation. This was a time when the world was utterly fascinated with aviation and aviators. Under the management of George Brinker Hoff, beginning in 1927, the airport held regular air shows that drew many well-known competitors, daredevil pilots, and thousands of spectators. The red monocoque above was a popular plane for the air races that were held here in the 1930s. Brinker Hoff has been said to have taught more people to fly in the Washington area than any other pilot. The yellow Taylor J2 Cub was typical of the planes Brinker Hoff used for pilot training, and was a common sight at most airfields of the day. William Piper bought the Taylor Aircraft Company soon after this plane was introduced, with subsequent models renamed as the Piper Cub. This airplane remains extremely popular today. The gallery behind the large mural features a documentary about the airport. You may also listen to the stories of men and women that flew here and witnessed history in the making. In the display cases are artifacts from the popular air races and exhibitions that were held at College Park Airport during the Brinker Hoff years. From 1926 to 1934, the National Bureau of Standards used the airport to develop radio navigation aids for pilots flying in zero visibility, commonly referred to as blind flying. Hooded biplanes, which would allow pilots to fly using only their instruments, were used to test the new aids. On September 5, 1931, the first blind landing took place at College Park. After the year 1934 saw the first completely blind flight from College Park to Newark Airport in New York, one of the first airports to have radio navigational system installed, the Washington Institute of Technology, WIT, took over these operations in 1934, using the airfield for flight testing for several more years. The Women's Air Service Pilots, or WASPs, played a pivotal role during World War II by flying planes and pilots, training and relieving pilots from non-combat duties so they could fight in the war. Many WASPs trained to fly at College Park Airport as part of the University of Maryland's Civilian Pilot Training Program, or CPTP.